Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers out there, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And before we start with Denise Simon, we need to remind everybody there are some severe thunderstorms with tornadoes in them that are bouncing across I-90 right now. They are definitely into Ohio from Toledo east towards Cleveland, and then they're jumping all the way across the lake tonight to Buffalo. But I will tell you, they did have a damaging tornado with injuries touchdown in Woodridge, Illinois, just outside Chicago, Illinois. So we hope that everybody's okay out there. Now, Denise Simon, BrownersCode.com. Hello again.
Good morning.
Our great governor, Ron DeSantis of Florida, has made himself into a major voice in the Republican Party. We have a grassroots straw poll that was done over the weekend from the Western Conservative Summit that found that of those that attended, the top candidates, and this is the order they finished in, Ron DeSantis, 74%, Donald Trump, 71%, Senator Ted Cruz, 43%, Mike Pompeo, 39%, and Senator Tim Scott, 36%. That was the way they did their presidential straw poll.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of names missing there, too. But
well, Vice President Pence was number 10. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Okay. All I can say is leave our governor alone. And the reason I say that is Florida, we kind of continue to need his leadership in the state because it gives a comparison platform to other red states, of which, you know, they're certainly following, but all of them are not the same for sure, but also for these blue states. So, I would say, I'm happy for DeSantis for sure. I mean, he's well admired and well embraced by conservatives and certainly Floridians. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good thing. But his work here is not finished. I mean, it's taking a lot of rebuilding, mm-hmm. not just because of all things pandemic, but, politics has taken us so far, conservatism it's taken us so far to the left that it's still taking a lot of work to get us back to where we need to be. So I would say leave them alone for a while, please.
Now Joe Manchin, West Virginia's senator, has come out, and he might be bending. He's not breaking, but he's bending to where he might go along with this new coalition that popped up. I guess it's 24 U.S. senators that want the filibuster numbers dropped down to 55 from 60, and he might be willing to go along with that, according to some reports that are out there. We have not heard it particularly from Manchin himself, but to get it to the 55 level, they'd have to have 60 votes to begin with to get it on the floor.
Yeah, I would say don't trust them. Just don't trust them. And I would like to know, because we haven't heard any of this, but I'd like to know what kind of pressure he is getting from the voters in his own state. Remember, the voters in West Virginia.
Now a red state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be interesting. I have not heard what they have to necessarily say about Manchin. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the missing part of the conversation.
Yeah. I am sure that they are livid about this, and that they don't want Joe Manchin voting for anything at all pro-Biden in the mess that they find themselves in now, especially with the doing away with the coal mines and all that and going green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's their forte. All right, well, here's another one for you. NATO has asked Qatar to host the training for the Afghan Security Special Forces. They haven't given a yay or a nay to it yet. I don't know what's going to happen there, but of course, Afghanistan's in huge trouble right now because their prime minister is coming to Washington, D.C. this week to meet with President Biden, as the violence in Afghanistan has gotten totally out of control.
The Taliban, I think the last time I looked, as I was considering writing about it, I think they control about 38 provinces now.
Yep, you're right, and it may be more. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kathy's going to take us to break. Have at it there, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, save more energy, improve skin, and increase health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
By the way, Patrick Hyland might be with us for lunch on Tuesday. Have lunch with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue. And he can tell you more about that when he shows up. So if he's there, you'll be able to find out more. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We didn't leave anything on the table back there. We need to repeat, did we?
I don't think so.
All right, well, I want to go after, not that I want to go after him, but I want to chase after little Dr. Fauci here for a second. Because apparently his mismanagement of the COVID crisis has led to numerous civil lawsuits that are starting to pop up and a criminal investigation, too, by one state at least. And now, over the weekend, we find out that this, I'm going to probably butcher this name, ivermectin, is that the way you say that?
Yeah, close enough.
Has become a key drug in stopping COVID, one of the early ons that... Fauci said, nope, it's not beneficial. It's not anything. So what the hell is going on now?
Well, ivermectin has been challenged. And I don't know how you could challenge really any pharmaceutical or any treatment when it comes to COVID, and that's simply because, they're what they call off-label. Well, so many treatments for diseases, especially, I would say some kind of new ones, are always being administered for what we call off-label. So, you know, shame on these, on the CDC and everything else. I mean, you know, how many times do you go to a doctor and he wants to change your medication? He's going to try this or try that, and, you know, they'll alter this and alter that. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. And, mm-hmm. You know, Fauci's been resistant to that, and just like hydroxychloroquine.
Now, we have a situation going on with Israeli's Prime Minister Bennett, the new Prime Minister, warning Joe Biden and others, world powers, that they must wake up to the threat of the new Iranian hangman regime. But yesterday, out of the clear blue sky, comes a report that Iran's Seoul nuclear power plant underwent an emergency shutdown.
This power plant at the Bushehr location, it's kind of an old one. It was actually went online in 2011. It was essentially built by Russia. And it is also in an area where it's known to have earthquakes. So we don't know if what the cause of it is. They're not really saying, although one of their officials, who's got a name that, I don't know, is about 70 characters long, so I'm not even going to bother to try and pronounce it. Mm-hmm. He actually has warned that this plant, I think back in March, he said that it could stop working because they can't procure the parts and equipment that they need from Russia. Well, why can't they? Because we impose banking sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only plant that is monitored by the IAEA, and I use the word monitor in a kind of in a slippery fashion because I don't think the IAEA gets the access like they need to necessarily have.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they said there are going to be some blackouts and whatnot, but it'd be interesting to see what Russia has to say about it right about now.
By the way, Eric made a statement here, and I'm going to backtrack on something that we talked about. We just talked about Qatar a couple of minutes ago. He said, why on earth would NATO use Qatar to train Afghan special forces? Qatar was one of the countries funding ISIS before President Trump took office.
And the Muslim Brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
and it happens to be, interestingly enough, we tend to forget, the diplomatic embassy location for the Taliban that was created by Obama.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, good questions. I don't know why. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we also know that, let's see here, this is Eric again, let me see just real quick. All right, he brings up another interesting point here for discussion. Last summer, the European Medical Agency did a study on using ivermectin as the prophylactic in some rural parts of India with promising results, cut down the rate of infection by 60 or 70%. Yeah, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and Fauci's going, oh, no, it's not any good. No.
You know, I'll say it again. The man is a theorist and not a practitioner.
Right.
I said it 1,000 times.
I agree.
So
mm-hmm. totally.
He'll go with any kind of theory or he'll go against a theory, you know, based on whether he gets to stay in the headlines or not.
Yep. Totally, totally agree. All right. Well, for some former intelligence officials, some of whom you and I both know, have come out and said that Joe Biden has made a big mistake on his first foreign trip. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, he gave away the farm before meeting with Putin. Therein lies his mistake. So the United States got nothing out of this meeting. We got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Putin got everything. So, what did he do? Well, he set the table for other rogue leaders, otherwise known as China's President Xi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Biden White House has said that Biden is willing to have the same kind of air quote summit with President Xi. Well, what's he going to give away there too? So therein lies the mistake. Or it could be that President Xi demands that he give away a few things in order to have a face-to-face. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Well, of course, we also know that their border policy is a complete failure.
Well, and that's a diplomatic thing here at this point, okay? That is part of foreign policy. And, you know, let's not forget that Kamala Harris was pretty much in charge of foreign policy. Remember, before she even went to Guatemala and Mexico, she was, you know, kind of the front person for, you know, diplomatic leaders that were coming to the White House and or these phone calls. But this is a sovereignty issue, too. And this administration has virtually given up. We're at 1 million people right now. We're virtually at 1 million people that we can count.
Yep.
It doesn't, that not, doesn't include what
halfway
we can't
through
count.
The year. Halfway through the year. Mm-hmm.
So when all is said and done, are you know, at the end of his administration, are we going to be at 5 million? Are we going to be at 7 million? Are we going to be at 10 million, virtually doubling this alleged 11 million illegals already here in the United States?
Yeah, could be. The other thing is when you talk about the border, we have to talk about what happened over the weekend. A number of vehicles, pickup trucks with guys with guns in them, staged attacks in several Mexican border towns, killing 15 and wounding dozens of others over the weekend. Now, the scuttlebutt about this, and this is all I can find out about it because I can't confirm it, but the scuttlebutt was some of the locals were actually trying to help the illegals get away from the cartels that were in charge of what they were doing. They were trying to help them get away. And I don't know if that's the truth or not.
I don't either. But, you know, going back to the early days of the Obama administration, we virtually had something called the Southern Border Wars. Remember all that?
Well, I do.
We were having just hundreds and hundreds of U.S. civilians going down there trying to help out. We're going to be back there again before it's over with.
Alrighty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same channel. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, our military and veterans news segment coming up for you. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue between lawmakers over a nearly $1 trillion proposed infrastructure package from a bipartisan group of senators. One member of that group, Senator Rob Portman, believes there's a desire for a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending. The Ohio Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that he's already spoken with many colleagues who were ready to support it.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle. Last week, I heard from a lot of my colleagues saying, I just need to look at one other issue. You know, can you do this? Can you do that? But there's a lot of interest in having a bipartisan proposal.
And the Department of Homeland Security has announced that travel restrictions on the Canadian and Mexican borders will continue into July. The bans on non-essential travel between the countries will last until July 21st. The department says the extension will continue to try to reduce the spread of the virus while allowing essential trade and travel to continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. A very high-paying job that'll give you a lifetime of work. You won't need to worry about finding your next job. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, the one in Concord, Mass. Is just outside Boston. The one in Clearwater, Florida is here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. But what I tell everybody is you need to ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take a tour at whichever one of the locations is closest to you, more convenient for you to do just that. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You can find out more information there. But when you take the tour of their facilities, you'll find out what we already know. It's one of the best job opportunities you'll ever have, because once you get certified and you get your certification as a aviation maintenance tech, you can go to work anywhere in the world. And for the military out there, active military right now on duty, fixing to get out in the next short amount of time or whatnot, you can actually get certified to be an aviation maintenance tech while you're on active duty. All you have to do is study for the FAA test, prove that you can do the job, and boom, you're certified. Now, many of the aviation maintenance techs that are already qualified in the military can do so in the civilian life just by doing what I just said, and you've already shortchanged yourself, don't have to take the 14-month course, and when you get out of the service, you're off to a six-figure job somewhere in a foreign land or whatever. Think about that. Not too shabby. All right. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Now, your uniform could soon track your body signals and tell you if you're sick. This coming from the Army Times. Researchers have taken the first steps in building fiber-embedded clothing that works like a fiber computer on your body, able to collect and communicate a soldier's physiological, environmental, and location data for near-instant feedback, and if they needed to respond to you medically, they would know where you were at so they could get to you quicker. Pretty fantastic, huh? Space-age technology on the battlefield. And the Navy has released its long-range shipbuilding plan that drops the emphasis now on the 355 ships and lays out the fleet design priorities. Things are changed a little bit, according to Defense News. The Navy submitted an update to Congress to its annual long-range shipbuilding plans, one that takes a step back from the much-talked-about standard with a 355-ship fleet. And instead lays out the priorities for a future distributed naval force. By the way, the feds all got their Juneteenth holiday on Friday. President Joe Biden signing the Juneteenth National Independence Day into law meant that federal employees observe Friday as a holiday. That, according to the Office of Personnel Management, who confirmed it on June the 17th. Now, the shadow of anthrax, remember that? The voluntary COVID-19 vaccination effort that owes much to the past failures. While the military has pursued vaccinating the force against COVID-19 over recent months, taking the shot has remained voluntary. Still is voluntary. How long is it going to stay that way is the next question. By the way, the troops who refused the anthrax vaccine paid a very high price, because during the first 8 years the Pentagon ran the anthrax vaccination program, hundreds of troops refused the vaccine due to perceived health risks or religious concerns, and many of them paid dearly for that decision. Especially the ones that got sick. And the other ones that lost out on promotions and key assignments because they weren't, quote, vaccinated. By the way, the U.S. locked down its embassy in Afghanistan following a COVID-19 surge. They've told the people to stay in the rooms and not to come out, temporarily anyway. We'll see how all that goes. And Europe is a priority theater for the U.S. Army. Europe remains high in the list of the U.S. Army's priorities, the Army's top general said. after holding in-person talks with Allied ground commanders for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic started. And good morning, George, the Godfather. Yes, I did hear about Pence, that he was booed. And people did call him a traitor. I heard that, but I also heard that he gave a speech. And, okay, well, I'm not, George, I'm not surprised to hear that last little part there. But it is what it is. So, there you go. Hope to see you on Tuesday, George, over there at lunch at Mixon, our Missions. Missions Barbecue. Now, shocked by an Associated Press investigation into the loss and theft of military guns, General Mark Milley, the Pentagon's top general, signaled that he will consider a systematic fix to how the armed services keep account of their firearms. Now, that's kind of interesting because we heard that there were as many as 8,000 weapons that had been stolen. But then we heard the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said, well, that's not necessarily true. And then we heard, well, we don't really know how many had been stolen because we've got a terrible record. A terrible way of keeping track of where they're supposed to be. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Wow. By the way, Al-Qaeda is back. ISIS is coming back. And between those two groups, they could regroup and be stronger than they ever were in Afghanistan in a couple of years. So says the U.S. Defense Secretary. Now, an extremist group like Al-Qaeda may be able to regenerate in Afghanistan and pose a serious threat to the U.S. homeland within 2 years of the American military's withdrawal from the country. As we know right now, the Afghan president is coming to the United States to talk to President Biden in lieu of the out-of-control Taliban situation, where they currently have control of some 30-plus provinces of Afghanistan. Now, that is well over a third of the country, approaching 37 to 40%, because a couple of reports say that it's 40 provinces. And if that's the case, then that's almost half the country. And you need to understand that this is not going to go away. Unfortunately, until we make them go away. So I don't know if one last surge is what it's going to take or what the deal is going to be, but as it stands right now, we have lost Afghanistan after all that was done. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and he's got a lot of stuff to talk about. And I got you there, George. I see what you're saying. Okie dokie. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America. Chris Markowski coming right up.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I just forced you to the program. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And you're going to love the feel of the high-end SUV known as the Moss RDX Sport Utility. Now, that's the flagship vehicle that this year Acura has put out there, and it's had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has got a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, a 345-horsepower engine that comes standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back, I'll tell you that much. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a special deal on your vehicle. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and you can find them online at MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That opens the door again for more great savings. And let's go to the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
If I were to tell you that Russia suddenly is creeping up the oil production list in lieu of all this new stuff we got going on with Joe Biden and company, and they were going to be the number three largest producer in the world. Would you be shocked?
No, not at all. I mean, again, especially the higher price of oil, that obviously, you know, it allows for certain rigs that might not have been as profitable, makes them more profitable and more apt to keep this online. There's been some chitter chatter out there that we might see $100 barrel oil again. There's no reason for this. You know, well, there's the reason for it is the fact that you know, we're deciding to cut back on our production here in the United States.
Well, we aren't. The government is, and they're telling the companies that they have to do that. But you are right. And again, looking at oil, the futures they're getting close. They're up to $82 a barrel right now.
Yeah. Again, a hurricane or two that definitely would take these things up, you know, much much higher. You know, in regards to the speculation that would come into it, but. You know, it's the fact out there that you know, which is fascinating too, because they want to push everybody into these electric cars. You would think they would be, you know, using less fuel, and that, you know, obviously there'd be a greater supply. But the, you know, the fact that the United States is not, you know, coming offline to some degree in many aspects, and a lot of the small producers aren't able, you know, to go out there and export the things that they're going to do, makes it more difficult.
Well, you know, Joe Biden lately has made a couple of serious blunders. One of them is going off for his week-long trip to Europe that included the G7 summit and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Less than half of the voters now think that his European trip was by any stretch of the imagination successful.
Well, listen, I don't know what you get out of these things. I mean, they were joking around, calling it the selfie summit. A bunch of world leaders, you know, hanging out, taking pictures of themselves and making themselves feel good. You know, some of the ridiculous statements that were coming out from some of these world leaders, from Macron suggesting that all these nations sell all of their gold and send it to Africa. I mean, it was just one dumb idea after another dumb idea. Okay, what do we get out of this? Nothing. You know, just stupid words like, oh, America's back at the table, America. I mean, build back better. Oh, maybe we're going to have this global tax at 15%, whatever. If anybody thinks that these smaller countries that have lower tax rates are going to all of a sudden go along with that, you're crazy. So, yeah, it was much ado about nothing.
So the Minneapolis Federal Reserve President, Neil Kashkari, said that he wants to keep the U.S. Central Bank's benchmark short-term interest rate near zero, at least through the end of 2023, so he can allow the labor markets to return to its pre-pandemic strength.
Yeah, that guy's the worst, pretty much. I can't stand him. I really can't. He was one of the people behind all the bailouts back during 2008, 2009. He's a bit of a left-wing loon, you know, as far as his policies are concerned. He's injecting politics into the Federal Reserve. I don't like this guy at all. You know, I don't think that they're going to raise rates. I really don't. I don't think they can. So, you know what? He doesn't want to raise them. I don't think that they can, because if our country continues to spend the way that we spend, you know, we have to borrow a ton of money. And the government's not going to want to borrow money at the higher interest rates. And the Federal Reserve, which is supposed to be an independent body, and I don't, if anybody actually believes that, you're crazy, is, you know, basically does the bidding of the politics of the day.
By the way, guess what auto manufacturer is getting into the battery business?
Most of them, almost all of them are they not?
Porsche has made an announcement they're going to make high-performance battery cells in their new venture for their new electric car.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these car companies are getting involved in the battery business. Again, you know, my question remains, I'm going to continue to make all these batteries. We need to have the actual materials, the rare earth materials, the cobalt, the lithium, and the various other things to make all of this stuff. And we need to obviously be mining for that. There's just not enough available right now.
Now, I know you're going to hurry up and get down here to Florida in July because the cruise ships are going to start back up again.
I love going on vacation. I love to travel, but I'm not a cruise guy. I'm going fishing.
Yeah, I was going to say, how could you be first one out of the gate when you don't know what you're going to get?
I just, it's not my cup of tea. I mean, for a lot of people, you know, it's the way that they like to travel, to each his own. But I'm glad to see that it's coming back. There's obviously a lot of jobs involved with that as well.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the largest Boeing 733 MAX model took off on its maiden flight over the weekend.
I haven't seen the specs on that plane yet. It's interesting. You know, there's going to be, believe it or not, because of, you know, some of these planes have become a hell of a lot more efficient when it comes to fuel, and that's obviously one of the airlines, you know, the big costs that they have. Many airlines are looking to upgrade their fleet, and that was kind of interesting. One of the things that did come out of the summit was the fact that Boeing and Airbus agreed to put down their trade spat.
Right.
They're starting to understand that China wants to start making airplanes too, and they have to be able to compete. And they, you know, them battling back and forth is not in their best interest.
Yeah, well, they're going after the jet tanker again business, and we don't know where that's going to go just yet. But the lowest bid last time around, remember, was Airbus, and then Boeing sued them, I guess is what they did, to get the bid back to the U.S.
I think that, well, again, Boeing claims the thing that, it's a European consortium that they do subsidize Airbus, but, you know, we subsidize companies here in the United States, too, so it's kind of like a back and forth to some degree, and that was something that went to the WTO and been, you know, mm-hmm. Battling each other for a long time, but they dropped it.
Now, the Dow shed some 400 points after the Fed's Bullard signaled that rate hikes were coming soon. What's that all about? Is that actually going to happen?
I don't think so. I don't believe it. Yeah, the markets sell off from time to time. It's not a big deal. There's no real big change. You know, a lot of algorithmic trading coming into play, and let's be honest, there's some froth in there in the market, and sometimes you have to shake some stuff loose. So, they'll put the finger and say, well, Bullard came out and said that they might see some interest rate increases in 2022. I kind of hope that they do, but I don't believe it's going to happen.
Now, over the weekend, Iran's Sol nuclear power plant underwent an emergency shutdown, and we don't know what that was all about, but there's something screwy going on again. I wonder if you can use the word Israel in this.
It's a lot of industrial and sort of accidents also as well taking place in Iran, which are kind of fishy. I want to know if there's some sort of cyber attacks or the Mossad, who knows, but Iran has been having its difficulties. Iran also elected a real hardliner this week.
Yeah,
not very good.
Yeah, he's killed tens of thousands of people in over his years. All right, Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is website. Don't forget to catch his daily podcast and take advantage of all the different things that he has to offer. And we're coming back right after this break with Frank Salvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.